Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, thank you for listening. I want to say a quick thank you to, I ran into some listeners this weekend. Vinny, it sounds like you did as too. Too. The lady went running by your house. It's just nice knowing that you're out there listening and, you know, it's thank you for being part of our routine and thanks for letting us be part of yours. Time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app to help you listen to this show. So you get the app, and then you listen to this show. Yeah, the lady that ran by my house, it was only like she was halfway down the street when I finally was like, what is your name? What? She's fast. Too fast. Just didn't even break her stride as she said, hey, I've been wondering if I'd see you.
How you doing? Bye.
Love the show. And then just kept, all right. Anyway,
well, it's
all
not
right.
Really the time that we can stop and chat, you know? It's just not that way right now.
Yeah, good point. Exactly right. I guess I didn't... Well, whatever. Anyway, here's what's happening. So I'll begin real quick with an update on that as we're all waking up today and we've all been watching the news over the weekend. It does seem like a lot of states have had a major surge in coronavirus positive tests. So just as we begin lifting lockdowns, we're renewing restrictions in many places. With the July 4th weekend approaching, they're hoping they can stop the scenes we saw during the Memorial Day weekend, right, which was an incredible number of people hitting the beaches worldwide, or at least wherever you've got access.
And gathering for big barbecues. And it's, you know, it's, I was sort of hoping that I'd be able to have kind of the core five group to do a social distance barbecue. And John and Professor Killjoy are like, okay, how's that going to look? Like what, how are we going to do food? How are we, you know me, I love my 4th of July party.
Barbecue and, sauce.
Yep, exactly. And we're just not going to be able, if we do anything at all, it's going to be sad.
With just Scott Capurro?
No, Scott's not invited. Forget it. Please.
Anyway, we did see over Memorial Weekend, much like you just mentioned, the beach is packed, but also bars and home parties, and a lot of people just sort of figured, and I used the term earlier, what was it? Something fatigue.
Oh, protection fatigue. Or
I can't remember. Oh, caution fatigue.
Caution fatigue. Oh, God.
Caution fatigue has set in for a lot of people, but it looks like with all of the surges in positive tests, most places are now dialing it back. 31 states have seen an increase in new cases compared to the previous week. So, and I imagine I don't need to list them all for you, but California is among the surging states. 15 states
Hooray.
Are steady, and only 4 have seen a decline, and that's Connecticut, Delaware, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. So that's what we're dealing with, is we're seeing a lot of the stuff we were hoping to get to go do be put back on hold.
Right.
Only 13% of working parents want to go back fully to the old normal whenever the pandemic is over. The rest like the remote work and family time, but there's still a percentage of working parents that are like, I liked dropping my kids off at daycare, knowing they were cared for, and getting to do my work day without interruption.
Right.
And there's no question that, and I know I'm seeing it in my own house, where the pressure to be a fully functioning part of the workforce is always there. And there's also that kid that has no idea that you're on a conference call and walks right in and needs to tell you that you know, whatever, name it. Name the weird, sure, nonsensical, insignificant thing that a kid will ask.
Look, I got maple syrup all over my hands. Hug me.
Right.
Let me touch your stuff.
So we do see that here in my house. You know,
of course,
Christina's,
yeah,
definitely going through that, where she's just like, oh my God, the people I work with must think that I'm useless.
No, you know what though? The thing is, everyone is going through, mm-hmm, if not that exact thing with their own children, then look, the world is a different place. We are giving each other some slack and knowing that everyone is facing different challenges. I like to think that we are anyway. I'm trying to give people some slack.
It's commonsensical. In other words, it makes sense.
Thank you. Thank you, second worst president ever.
1 in 4 Americans say they'll never go back to the gym. I just don't think they like the gym.
Well, the gym sucks.
Even when the pandemic is over, they're saying, we're not going back there.
Yeah. My idea of a gym is sitting with a drink poolside at the Bay Club. I'm at the gym. I mean,
Speaking of... One of my friends went to the local Bay Club in my area, which is in Las Gatas. And said it. Not only was it not overcrowded, but they had it really dialed in. Like each swimming pool lane, you sign up for it and you get an hour.
Mm.
And so they were doing this rotation where people got to swim, but you had to stay in your lane and you had your time frame, and then.
Oh,
it was up.
Well, they're serious about it. I mean, you know, we've been talking to Annie about that for, mm-hmm, you know, months now. And every business is trying to find ways to make it work for people and for them. So that's great. So it sounds like you might be able to go swimming.
Well, if I can get it past the missus, yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. 9 in 10 people say they will go back to the gym, but they'll be more vigilant about wiping down equipment and being careful about where they put themselves. Right. Erectile dysfunction is up 13% during this pandemic. They say this
really?
Is, yeah, they're, well, they're, they say, they're blaming it on increased stress and alcohol consumption during the coronavirus lockdown. They say, right, Google data shows searches about the condition are at a 12-month high right now. So
game over, man.
Well, wouldn't you just get the little blue pill? That's what I'd do.
I guess so, yeah.
I absolutely expect if there's ever an issue, I'm going straight for that. I won't even wait. How could you? It's one of the finer things in life, you know?
Sure, right. That would be, you know, it's like the little guy letting you down, you know? How dare you? You know we both like this.
Right. Hey, real quick, I should mention that there is a red flag warning for fire danger on today. And so for all of you out there who are, you know, you love your fireworks, it's your American right, mm-hmm, apparently is how it's some people view that.
Right.
Please be careful. It's a lot of fire danger today. And one of the fires in Oakland... They are absolutely saying it was fireworks that started that thing.
Thanks, fireworks.
And I'm a native Californian, born, raised, lived. I say get rid of the fireworks entirely. We are way too much fire
it's
risk.
Just too
around
dangerous,
here.
Right?
It's not worth it. But I know that people seriously they do believe it's their right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, look, there's a lot of, you know, it's.
I don't want to burn down my house. I don't want anyone to burn down my house.
No, and I don't want you to be burned down my house. Right, exactly.
So I've never driven a Lamborghini. I've driven a Ferrari. I've driven a Porsche.
Oh.
I I love fast cars, but have not enough to actually buy one. I just don't, you know, there's other things I'd rather spend my money on, or just save my money for that matter. This guy bought a brand new $300,000 Lamborghini last week. What is this called? Let me see if I can find it. Huracan Performante Spider. Bryn, you know that one?
I've seen that one, but yeah, that's a newer one.
$300,000. Does your dad have a Lambo or is it a Ferrari?
It's a Lambo.
Oh,
I mean, it's old.
Of course it is. Sure. Oh, really?
What's the matter with an old one? Isn't it good?
Still a Lambo.
Yeah, it's still great. I mean, the problem with the old one is newer ones come out every year. And you're just like, oh, that one's cool too. Right?
Well,
now
I don't
it's vintage. I mean, you know,
it's a classic.
Like... That's right. Yeah. I mean, it's still nice, but.
We had Lamborghinis before it was cool to have one. So this new, so the guy goes out and he drops $300,000
on a Lamborghini Huracan Performante Spider.
Mm-hmm.
As he was driving home from the dealership, he stalled it.
Oh, no.
That happens. These sports cars have their, first of all, their stick shift. You can't, why would you buy something like that and not have a stick? But they also have really heavy clutches, or at least I haven't driven this one, but I know Ferraris and Porsches have pretty heavy clutches.
The race clutches are difficult to latch on. You know, it's easy to stall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway, he stalls it and then gets plowed from behind. That's right. Plowed from behind hard, by the way. They say no one was hurt too badly, but the Lamborghini is wrecked. Totaled.
Wrecked. It's totaled.
Mm-hmm.
Is
$300,000 car on the way home gets rear-ended.
If he's, I mean, I'm gonna say I hope he already had insurance on it, right?
I think you need to. I know that anytime I've purchased a car, that you handle that in the dealership before you drive away.
Right.
But I don't know what they. I don't know if you're like, if you are selling a $300,000 car. Aren't you like, please just leave with the car, get it off the lot, and the sale is final.
Right.
Just got to get this guy to drive off the lot.
And then immediately it goes down by $50,000, right?
Well, probably.
Oh, boy. Well,
if you're that rich, you don't care, but.
But if you're a dude who's like, oh, look at it, Vinny. Oh, it's totally ruined.
Yep. Brand
actually,
new.
Actually, boy, look at that. Yeah, it's
from
it's
the other side,
amazing.
Though, it looks brand new. Oh,
oh.
So nice. One side's
dang.
One side is just gone. He's actually lucky. I mean, I will say that he—that's a bad crash. Boy, there's not a lot of structure in those things.
Well,
that peeled up. Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent. Hey, Vin, for a lot of men, the pills don't work or stop working after a while. I am one of those and just got an implant 3 weeks ago and will soon have a bionic man area.
Oh,
loving
boy.
My life again. Listening from New Jersey.
Please write us and let us know how your bionic man area works out. I'm dying to hear. Like, that's, we almost have to get that guy on the phone.
Would you look at that if he sent you a picture of it?
Oh, yeah. I'll look at that. Sure.
Hello, New Jersey.
Hello, New Jersey.
We have his number there. We'll just give him a call.
Yeah, call him up.
Yeah, call
See
him
if he
up.
Wants to talk about it.
Went to the gym Saturday. Felt relatively safe in the cardio area as most machines were unoccupied and the employees had cleaned everything.
Oh.
That's good.
That's the thing about a gym. Someone would have to be on several someones, maybe, especially if there were a number of people in there, you know, everything would have to be wiped down constantly, or you just wouldn't feel confident about it.
Hey, Sarah, for the food, you could have each family bring their own food and drink and set up areas for each family. That is the way we've been doing it. Another way is for each family, is an area for each family and have a buffet where one person is serving the food. Don't let Professor Killjoy ruin the fourth.
I know we've talked about different things. Like what, you know, we're like, well, what could be? I'm like, cook some burgers. And then people just, and he's like, and then everyone's touching the ketchup. Then everyone's touching the, and you have to have, you know, it's like the whole thing, right? So I was actually, I go, what if we just got pizzas, which is very un-barbecue-y, but still, you know, what if we got a bunch of pizzas and then like nobody touches anything but their slice, right? You pull it, you put it on a plate. Right? Wouldn't that work?
I'm not going to tell you no. I'm not telling anybody no. I know what I'm doing. I'm staying safe. I want no trouble.
I don't want any trouble either, but I still want us to have a 4th of July. I want to see
it. All right. Well, have it. Do it. You should do it. You should absolutely do it.
Well, I don't think I don't know. I don't know. I want to.
I think you're going to do it.
Well, I'm going to do something, but right. Maybe it'll be like come after dinner and bring your own booze. I don't know what it'll be. I just don't know. Doesn't sound like a fun party, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, a lot of restrictions, but maybe it's, you know,
it's
is it worth
best.
It? Is it worth it to do it?
Maybe.
Probably.
Right.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah? Sorry, I know you were just taking a pull on that as
just
I said
taking
that.
Taking a little sip. No, it's we're going to do some music news. In fact, we're starting with some incredible news out of the Prince camp.
All right.
And more.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.